Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And I think we're having a respite today from the weather. However, I just saw where another storm may be moving in. Today's the 21st of January, joined by our producer, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Quick advisory, if you're coming up from Anderson, please be very, very careful around the Knighton Road exit, the truck stop there. There are something like 100-plus big rigs on and around the road. Extremely congested Knighton Road going up to Airport Road and anywhere around the truck stop, all along the freeway, both directions. Lots of big rigs. People are walking back and forth to their trucks. Please, if you're commuting up to Reading, be very, very careful.
I understand, too, is that I-5, you're needing chains, and I think they're actually turning some of the rigs around, according to something I read this morning. And, of course, my best reason for being here, Linda. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. Well, yesterday they did close down. All big rigs were closed down on 5. So while we're talking about beware, in Germany, officials said that 8 teenagers were hospitalized after they, after a courage of testing. You know how you test each other as kids. Well, they drank chili sauce 200 times than the normal hot sauce.
Like that big habanero.
So the Red Cross in the southern city of Augsburg says that 10 boys ages 13 and 14 drank the sauce Wednesday morning, apparently in school, and the boys complained of feeling sick, and 8 were taken to the hospital. So they were kept in overnight for observation. The Red Cross said that on the Scoville scale, which measures the hotness of sauce, the sauce measured 535,000 compared to 2,500 for normal Tabasco sauce. So just don't be out there, you know, doing a shooter and then drinking sauce thinking that you're big stuff, because it's not going to work.
Well, in New Mexico, you know, it was not unusual to see people making jalapeno sandwiches. They take jalapeno peppers and put it on bread.
But you never did that.
No.
You like jalapenos.
I like jalapenos, but I'm not crazy. You know, jalapenos don't like me that much. I would see them do that, and just it would be... That was not unusual. So, but to suck down the habanero sauce, well, you know what? That's why they're kids. And that's why they learn things. And if it doesn't kill them, it makes them stronger.
And speaking of hot, you know, February 14th is your Valentine Lover Day. And we are going to keep pushing and announcing that Kubler's has really done a really cool thing. They have... come together with us and a beautiful love seat, a very plush love seat. If you go to our website, go to KCNR1460.com, you'll see a heart with a picture of Carl and I on it. And if you click on that, then you fill out the entry form, and you could win this beautiful love seat, and we're going to make the announcement on the 12th. If you don't have a computer and you're listening on your radio, just walk into Kubler's there on Churn Creek. They're behind Coolahan Luke's. And go in and fill out the form, and it's really beautiful. And by the way, this morning they've been generous to give a gift card, a Kubler Furniture gift card for $35. I'm holding it in my hand right now, so give us a call at 605-4567. That's our hotline, 605-4567, and we'll have a Kubler $35 gift card for you this morning. What else is exciting? We've got so many exciting things going on.
Our guest today is going to be Dr. Leah Tate out of the Reading VA. She's going to be coming in discussing post-traumatic stress and other possible disorders that some of our veterans are coming back with. We're having the host of our newest Saturday show, Ernie and Dave. And I hope we can recover from that. They're going to be on around 7:45. You know, something happened yesterday. We took a trip down to Haven Humane. Dr. Ray Johns had been our guest on a previous. And we went into the place, and I didn't have any preconceived notions. I know Dr. John. And one of the things that we realized right away was when you walk in, there's, you know, the place is sparkling. The place is clean.
meticulous.
Right.
I mean, shiny floors.
It's not a place. You know, I mean, it's not a place that lends itself to great cleanliness, but it was. The floors are shiny, obviously waxed and taken care of, windows done. The people's attitude was very, very positive when you walked in.
And they disinfect the kennels twice a day. And let me tell you, the kennels were spotless. And, of course, the new kitty litter, very interesting, that they sell there that was stove pellets. And they're actually on the back of the kitty litter now. They sell there. There's a little paragraph that is quoted from Dr. John, since it was his idea. We went into the surgery room. We met everybody. What a top-rate-run facility, I have to say.
I know that there's, you know, people have had problems with Haven Humane in the past, and individual things, but you think of the thousands of animals that go through there. And just I think in a day, the surgeon does like 30 to 40 spay or neuter operations. I mean, you watch it, it's unbelievable. It's almost like watching a surgical unit in the front lines when there's been casualties, the way they handle these animals and how they do it. It was an amazing tour. And then, of course, you get to see the animals and the puppies and the larger dogs. Like, there's right now two beautiful yellow labs. They're beautiful. Two males, one 3 years old, one 4 years old. They've been raised together. And the lady is having heart problems and could not take care of the animals any longer. So they're now down there. And if you are looking for a set of golden or yellow labs, I tell you, they are beautiful, and they seemed extremely friendly, but they're still being evaluated by Haven Humane.
Well, they just returned in.
Yeah, we got to take a break here. It's Carl Linda Botten, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Our phone line's here, 605-4567.
Want to advertise?
January 18th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, there's a break in the weather now. Run down there. Go to Espresso Joe's. Get your coffee. Get your hot tea. Walk across there. Buy that perfect cigar for the day. And then, after you have your coffee, go next door with your computer into the Wi-Fi area there and just enjoy yourself. You can also get rolls and other little things to eat there. But they also have espresso beans that you can buy by the pound at a very good price. Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew, run by Joe and Shelley. It's so much more than just a tobacco shop.
Okay, a couple of announcements here. Again, tomorrow, Friday. Oh, gosh, I can't believe it's Thursday when the date is out today. I woke up this morning thinking it was Wednesday. Do you know how often do you do that? How often do we do that? So it's Thursday. Gosh, tomorrow's Friday, obviously, and the day after Thursday is Friday. No, tomorrow night we're going to be guest bartending at Maritime at 7 o'clock. If you haven't been there for dinner, they do have really wonderful food. And come by and hang out. I think we might do a generous pour.
Well, I know I will. They'll probably have to slap my hands, because if you're going to come by and visit us at the Maritime Grill, come in, have a drink, listen to the music, have something to eat. It's a great place.
And before probably about 15 minutes, we're going to tell you about something that's happening across the state that's pretty phenomenal. So hang in there for that. Hey, how many of you are on Facebook? Are you on Facebook? I know we are. We have a Free Fire radio Facebook. I have a Facebook. You have a Facebook. It's interesting how it does connect us through high school. I get people that I knew doing commercial work back in Los Angeles that I haven't seen in 30 years. I know that's dating me, but I don't really care. Anyway, I have some fun facts about Facebook that I'd like to share with you this morning.
I've run into people from college that I have not seen literally in 35 years.
And that's the beautiful thing of it. Facebook has 350 million users. On average, 50% of its active users log on to Facebook every day. It's the fastest growing demographic. the 35 years and older are the age group. So you can see why people are marketing on Facebook now. An average user of Facebook has 130 friends. More than 6 billion minutes are spent on Facebook each day worldwide. There are more than 55 million status updates daily. More than 2.5 billion photos are uploaded to the site each month. This is staggering. 14 million videos are uploaded each month. More than 3.5 billion pieces of content, that means web links, news stories, blogs, notes, etc., are shared each week. And one more thing. More than 70 translations are available on the site, and about 70% of Facebook users are outside the United States.
How many? 70%?
70% of Facebook users are outside the United States.
So there's only 30% of the United States using it.
Well, there's one more, a couple more statistic. There are more than 65 million active users currently accessing Facebook through their mobile devices.
Just like Bob did.
Bob's pulling it up right now.
Well, see, that's one of the important things about when we're streaming, is that not only can you hear us on the radio, you could hear us on your own personal.
But at which point do we call this addicting? I mean,
it's past that now. Oh no, it's past that.
Well, the psychologists have introduced the diagnosis FAD, F-A-D, Facebook addiction disorder, as a new kind of addiction disorder.
Oh,
honey,
no.
I've got
no.
I have FAD. What kind of drug are you going to take for FAD? You have FAD, but what about FAD? FAD. Okay, your sister. Over in San Francisco.
My sister, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it.
She was on the phone, or in her little, she does. It's not even hardly a phone anymore. You know, you've got it, so you can type and everything else on it.
Pictures come up from the reply.
At dinner one night, finally said, "Sandy, you don't need to do this." And she put it away then for the rest of the trip. But it was like always in her hand. It was, her face was down. To keep in contact with, friends and her two boys. And the kids are like 27 and 25, so it's not like they're babies.
But can we tell, the funny thing is that we were having this discussion because, we're so well-read and so bright that we were asking, we were trying to find out what a backward wedgie is. What do you call a wedgie? A backward wedgie. So what does she do? She emails her son at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock in Tennessee, emails back with his picture and comes up and he says, "Of course it's a Melvin."
I don't know.
So back and forth and back and forth, and finally we were cracking up, and then you said, "Please put the phone down." I mean, it's enough already with the conversation back and forth. I think that's funny.
Well, the part that they've got a name for it. Facebook, what is it? FAD.
It's Facebook called addiction, Facebook Addiction Disorder.
It's
going to be. FAD freak.
Give it another 2 years, and it'll be on the list of medical diseases that we're going to have to pay for under our insurance plans. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Okay, everybody that's ever been fired, raise your hand. Okay. Everybody around here has raised their hand. Some of us have raised it twice. Linda's raised hers twice.
I've been fired 3 times in my life.
Okay, and then she's jumping up and down and said, me, pick me.
Okay. And it's a bummer.
Well, not if you're Conan O'Brien, it's not a bummer.
Trust me, I think it still was a bummer for him.
It was. Well, they helped make the deal a little sweeter, $45 million. They handed to Conan O'Brien for his exit. For him leaving The Tonight Show, allowing Jay Leno to return to the late night program. Seth O'Brien just took it, 7 months ago. So he's going to get $33 million from NBC plus the rest of it. The other $12 million are going to go to his 200 people that work for him in severance, they said. O'Brien says, America is a place that you can grow up to do anything, to earn anything that you possibly want, unless Jay Leno wants it first.
Or unless the network, the champions of the network decide that they're going to play chess with you.
Well, you know what? Talk about a network that's already in trouble. Then they poke each other in the eye. They become buffoons of the TV industry. Well, next to MSNBC, which, of course, MSNBC can never be more buffoonish. than when you have Olbermann and Maddow on the same night. But, you know, and I just can't. Just listening to those two is better than the Conan O'Brien show, you know, the squealing and the gnashing of teeth and everything. In fact, Olbermann last night was actually stuttering when it came to talking about seating Brown. But going back to Conan O'Brien, I'm sorry. I could not help myself.
It's rich.
The hatred that spews from his mouth. I mean, it's just absolute hatred sometimes. I'm thinking, how can you, I mean, don't you go home and have, you know, these vile nightmares for the things you say? But anyway, Conan O'Brien, $45 million. He takes $33 million home. Now, here's the funny thing. I mean, I don't know if there's a can he go to another station? Maybe he should go to Fox. He'd have a bigger audience than he had over at NBC. Well, I guess not.
Well, okay.
World record time.
Money. Okay, let's go back to the money. Money's a good thing, of course. You know, money can cure a lot of what ails you, worries and such.
A lot of hurt feelings.
But if you're an artist, which he is, you know, he used to be with a comedy group, and they did exactly like we had here with the Reading Improv Group. You know, you're an artist at heart, and even though you are an artist/business, or he could be an artist/businessman, it still is not, it doesn't feel good when you're in the middle of your role to have be cut off, to be slammed down, and it does all the money in the world cannot heal the feeling. I mean, I'm sure it helps the feeling of what it is to just be nipped in the bud in the middle of your you know flourishment. And I know that may sound ridiculous to you or to many people, but I understand that when you are pushed around, like I said, like a piece of
meat.
Well, okay, I was going to say like in a game of chess. It's just there's something wrong with the feeling of humanity, the human touch and the human emotion of loyalty. And I've been there before. I remember in Las Vegas, I was asked to star in a show and ready to go, and 2 weeks later, they said, thank you very much. And I took it personal. I know they said, don't take it personal. I ended up finding out that the musical directors, somebody was sleeping with somebody. And isn't that the old adage in our world, you know?
And speaking of sleeping with somebody, John Edwards just came out and admitted he fathered that child that he's been kind of not admitting about, that there's been these a lot of rumors, and I mean, once you see the child, it's got big hair like John Edwards.
Well, evidently,
it'll look at the camera and say one thing and then do another.
Evidently,
every time it gets a chance, it gets near Mrs. Edwards, it pukes on her.
Well, so, the top of the news is that on that in regarding that she was the mother of the child was a photographer on the campaign trail. So anyway, 2 years
I'd
old,
like to see those
denied being the father of this child forever. It just recently came out that he has accepted, acknowledged, I am the father. And I hope in years to come, she will understand why I did what I did. I don't know.
I don't think so.
There's another word besides fad. He belongs in that category.
Carl in the Butt, Free Fire Radio here on KCNR. We're going to take a break here. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
Tobacco and Brew is deep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can go to the website, kcnr1460.com. Are we streaming today there, Bad Bob?
It appears live stream is having some problems, but yes, we are on livestream.com/freefireradio. And the nice thing is there's a little chat window that opens up. When you first log on, you'll see a brief commercial for some product. Lately it's been McDonald's. then it comes on to our feed, and you have a chat window where you can send in questions. So we're still experimenting with it, but it appears to be working today.
Okay. Okay, the weather today is going to be, I think it's going to be in the 40s. We've got rain coming in.
Currently 45 degrees and cloudy. Okay. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
More rain coming in, though. But I understand it's going to start clearing for this weekend before we get hit with another series of storms.
Have you heard of the Shasta Skippers?
I have not heard of the Shasta Skippers.
Well, it's the jump rope, the really fancy jump rope team. And Natalie, good morning. This is for you. Got a great email from your mom. And she says Governor Schwarzenegger's office called seeking her help in breaking the Guinness World Book of Records for the most people jumping rope at the same time. So, February 1st at 9 a.m. at the Reading Christian School Gym in Palisadro, it's happening. Schools throughout California will be jumping rope at the same time. So Kelly's looking for two honest people to verify our number of participants that morning. Sheriff Tom Basanko is committed to being there. Glenn Hawes, and let's see, she wants to have, see if Cheetah, we'll call Cheetah Cheetah. Everybody wants to watch you jump rope. The Shasta Skippers will be leading the effort, and I will tell you right now that Kelly is their team mom. Yay, Kelly!
Okay, so they're going to be trying to do a Guinness Book of World Records. You know what I'd really like Governor Schwarzenegger to do, to set a Guinness Book of World Records? In the budget morass. You know, fix that somehow. And that would be a Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, you know how the
but
governor...
until then, we'll take the jump rope.
Yeah, and you know how he feels about fitness. So this is awesome. Let us know what we can do. And it's really great to have the North State represented in this record-breaking endeavor.
Okay, our phone lines are 605-4567. However, we're getting on emails and chat from live stream. Indy Guy, how is Obama going to blame Massachusetts' loss on Bush? Too late, Indy Guy. It's already started. From what I understand, it was said, you know, people are voting. This here's the spin that's going on out of the White House and these other talking heads, that people are so angry over the last 8 years that they're acting out now. It's Bush's fault that Coakley lost in Massachusetts because they were still mad at Bush. And they were mad because those great programs that Obama and Congress was trying to push through and push down our throats, they were just so angry that they hadn't been passed yet. They were going to show everybody. They were mad. So they voted a Democrat out of office. And by the way, when people talk about Teddy Kennedy's seat, he took Teddy Kennedy's seat. Wrong. It wasn't Teddy Kennedy's seat. It was the state of Massachusetts. It was the people's seat. Teddy Kennedy just happened to be sitting there for a while. And now, guess what? You got Brown. And you know what? It's still not his seat. It's the people's seat, the state of Massachusetts seat. But are they trying to blame Bush? Of course they are. Because have you ever seen anybody continually blame somebody else for their problems? You know, one of the things we said in the military, you come in and you take over an organization. You know, that first 30, 60, or 90 days, you know, You can say, hey, these problems existed before. Now, these are huge problems. It's been a year. What's happened? You know, have there been any, you know, the tax breaks that were put under Bush were continued, yet they're starting, they would be allowed to kind of fritter out. What can, and then Obama, and to his credit, did say, hey, we're not going to push through any type of health care bill. Seat the new senator. There are parts of the health care bill that probably can be agreed on by both sides. How about the pre-existing conditions? I think everybody can agree on that. That can be passed. That kind of action can be done. But, you know, when you start pushing and scaring people because people don't understand what's in it, the only thing they're reading is snips, and they're hearing things like, hey, your tax dollars is going to abortion. Oh, no, it's not. Well, yes, it is. Those kind of things. People don't like it. And the people are not just Democrats and Republicans. That huge group of us out there, the independents. The independents are the ones that swing elections. It's obvious. And so the question, Indy Guy, is when are they going to start blaming him? Well, it's already happened, but I think that they're having to take a big step backwards and take a look at what they're doing and how they're doing it. And I think that the people have said, you know, it's not that we don't want some reform. We just don't want the way you're doing it. So that's hopefully Congress takes a, you know, takes a look at what happened here, because if I was a moderate Democrat, I'd be scared right now if I'd been going down that path. But I tell you what, if I was a Republican hardliner, you might want to take a look at what you're doing too, because the country wants you to get together. The country wants something good to happen.
Indy guy.
Let's go to the phones.
Good morning. You're on the line. You're on KCNR. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay. Switches are on.
Okay. Indy guy, we've lost you someplace. All right. Let's go on back. The that bummed my flow right there. Okay. Going on. Let's go forward. The city of Reading is in the throes of another revenue cut. That's right. Reading, Reading's likely will keep, they're going to start cutting millions more from the pool of money that pays for public safety planning, engineering, parks maintenance, accounting, and other government services, according to an article in the Record Searchlight today. Looks like Kirk Starman said, put the potential general fund cuts at $5 million. That's $5 million more than what we've had before. Starman's asked the department directors prepare a list of possible budget cuts, you know, more cuts. And why is that? It's because the taxes have gone down, property taxes, sales taxes. You know, let's face it, people. You know, we've got 20% unemployment up here, and then the state manages to keep taking other little forms like, hey, let's, you know, we're not going to do any more gold dredging. We've cut back on the fishing. There's no logging, of course. Well, very little logging. Anyway, nearly 8% of the general fund. The next round of cuts could be the deepest yet in a series of budget constructions totaling contractions totaling $13 million. And, you know, it just hasn't gotten any better. It's the worst recession to hit the United States in living memory, but it's even worse here. So you can kind of... The problem is that if there's no sales tax, if there's no revenue, you got to make cuts. And the question is, where do you make the cuts? Who's going to give up what? What are we willing to give up? We got to take a break here. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You can save your business.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And, yes, the phones are working again. It's always good to have the engineer, Ron, crawling underneath your feet, connecting things. Thanks, Ron. And, okay, our guest, what can I say?
We have a new show starting on Saturday.
And it's...
And we are thrilled.
We're excited about this.
I'm telling you something. Reading, look out. And all the outlying areas, look out. You are going to want to get up early on Saturday morning and check this show out. Fun, fun, fun.
And the guy's doing it.
Well, we hope it should be.
Get up closer to that microphone.
Hey, this is Dave with Ernie and Dave. Come on, Ernie.
This is Ernie.
Yeah, there's Ernie.
And what is your show about, Ernie and Dave?
Okay, Dave. He's over here poking me. Go ahead. Well, it's about everybody calling in and let us know what kind of items you have for sale. We can sell anything except for animals, guns, ammo, no people, of course. So it's kind of like a swap and sell, but we're calling it Let's Sell It With
Let's Sell It With Ernie and Dave.
Well,
they came to us with this idea, and I said, you know what, you guys run with it, because it's, you know, these are always throughout the United States. These are popular shows, but with you two, I have a feeling that it's going to be even more popular.
I think it should be really good. We've got a lot of stuff to sell. I've got a lot of stuff in my own garage, so you know, we're going to get a few weeks out of it anyway.
Well, you, we know you, Dave, very well, and you are quite the collector. So I'm thinking to myself that, you know, there's never enough time to go around and see what somebody else's junk is, somebody else's treasures. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. We actually, I started cleaning my shop the other day. And found a trove of treasures that I want to share with people. So we'll be able to get a lot of things sold here that people will love to buy, and hopefully everybody will call in with your items. That's our phone number will be 605-4567.
That's right here in the studio. Now, they can also send you emails.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And so if they don't want to call, they can email you at
sellit@letsellit.biz.
Okay, so they could just, you know, so they can address it to sellit@letsellit.biz. Is that right?
That's right. It's a little hard to remember, but
it's on the website.
That's right.
If you go to kcnr1460.com, we're on. They are already up on the website. Now, if you've got a yard sale that you've got going that day, you call these guys or send them an email early, and they can give you a radio trumpet to hundreds of thousands of people. Right via the station.
Exactly. Yard sale, garage sale, estate sale, or special event. We're going to be doing special events now and then. There will be, in March, there's a big bike swap meet, and we're going to advertise that and help those folks out. That's for a good cause for autism in Chester County. And so there'll be a lot of good things happening on the show.
Well, you know, Dave is the one that is also a member of our local veterans organizations, and in fact rode all the way back across the United States honoring the Missing in America project, and he had the bike known as the Long Rider.
The Long Rider.
And this was a bike built by a bunch of welders one night. They were drinking beer down in Sacramento, and they heard what Dave was going to do. They donated the bike to him. It's got a Volkswagen engine or something?
It actually has a Toyota truck engine and running gear.
And it's a trike. So it's a three-wheel, but it's like 86 feet long or something, isn't it?
It is. I had trouble with the truckers on the way back, but we had a great time, and what a great service. It was an honor to be involved in that program.
And if you come to the station, we have a book here about that Missing in America project, that run, and Dave's photo predominates the book because of his Native American and the bear skins and the native regalia got people going there.
We have a website, and Ernie's going to tell you about it, but we'll have pictures up on the website that people can enjoy, and if they want to take copies, they can put it up on their target, you know, whatever they'd like to do with it.
Okay, hey, now, Ernie.
Tell us about the website, Ernie.
Okay, well, the website is called letsellit.biz, and once you go there, you'll figure out there's links to KCNR, and there's links to send in an email if you prefer not to hear your voice over the air. So there's a form you could fill out, and if that form doesn't work for you, it probably should, but if it doesn't, you can just fill out something on an email and send it in.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's these shows are very popular. People can sell everything. And again, you can't sell weapons, animals, people, and you can only sell. Are they limited to the number of items they can sell?
Four items.
Or so.
What's that number again?
605-4567.
That's right. Okay. It's the studio. It's here. They'll be here in the studio.
Okay, I just kind of want to ask you, how did the two of you come together, and what prompted you to say, okay, we're going to do this?
Well, that's a long story. I've known Ernie for a few years, but we got into electronic stuff. Ernie's an electronic nut, and it's a wonder he doesn't have his own transmitter. I think he had his own transmitter one time at the house, and he was trying to talk to the world. And I got into some things with media, and so Ernie and I just kind of clicked along, and he's helped me a lot with a lot of stuff, and I thought, who better to help me out with this thing than Ernie? He's a good man.
Well, I had a transmitter I probably shouldn't say this, but I had a pirate transmitter when I was about 16 years old. It was great fun. I always wanted to be on the radio, but nobody would give me a chance. So I said, well, heck with you, I'll make my own. So that's how I got started into electronics, and here I am today.
I'm sure you're not alone, because there's a lot of people that have been working on this radio station that probably have what are they called, the pirate experiences in there. They probably never got caught, but and so you know, we of course don't advocate that. So what the wonderful thing is that here we are, legal and up, and we're so happy to have you guys on board. 7 a.m.
That's pretty early
for
you guys.
For those people who are looking for good bargains. They'll get up at 4.
Well, you know, the thing about having it at 7 is you can hear about all the good yard sales, the things that are being sold, the things that are going to be out there, and you've got to jump on everybody.
You get out there and hustle and get them, because we're going to stay up all night to make it at 7 a.m. I know it's going to be tough. Ernie, get up. You know, it's pretty tough sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to get up, but hey, the early bird gets the worm.
There you go.
We got to take a break here. It's Carl and the Bot. We've clearly lost, you know, possession of this show. KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bot. Our guests are Ernie and Dave from Let's Sell It. Let's go to the phones. Indie Guy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, a buddy of mine with Acorn wants to know if he can sell his vote on the Dave and Ernie show.
Hey, can they sell votes on your show?
You know what? For money, we'll just do just about anything.
So you can sell your vote. Not only can you sell your vote, you can sell it 3 or 4 times, as they do back in the East Coast.
Hey, I saw yesterday that you had it up that they were going to have that show. That's going to be great. I got plenty of stuff I can sell, too.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Well, you know, this is this is a community station, and we have all different types of shows, and we're expanding shows. You know, I mean, if you're interested in a show, give us a call, and we'll sit down and talk to you about it. Not every show makes it, but we like to have a cross section of our community. You know, of all of our community.
That's so, why we're here.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, I'm gonna let
you are the cross section.
Right, okay, Indy Guy, thanks a lot for your phone call. So Indy Guy wants to know is how many times he can sell votes here, and if he's a member of Acorn. I think that's unlimited, personally, from what I understand. You know what? You really knew that Massachusetts, that the vote was going to go the wrong way. Is all the dead people that usually vote out of Boston were voting for Brown. You know, the double people that are being double counted. Okay. What else do you have?
Hey, we've got sponsors. I'd like to mention our sponsors. Good Health Massage.
Got to get in close.
Oh, I'm sorry. Leslie's Good Health Massage. Uh-huh. And she's a great gal, does great massage work. And
she's
at 1263 California Street.
Okay.
And we have Amsoil Bob. And
Amsoil Bob.
Yeah, you can contact him at amsoilbob.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. Amsoil Bob.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah.
We have Bibles, Books, and More on Hilltop.
Okay.
They're located at 2244 Hilltop.
And we'll be able to hear those commercials during your show.
Yes, sir, you will. And Sign Stations for all your sign needs.
Well, you're just really going for it, aren't you?
We're moving right along. And anybody that would like to sponsor, give us a call. We'll talk to you. You can call me at 945-1957. Little plug there. For Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
You know, it's going to be a great show. And, you know, I've known Dave for a long time. And I guarantee you that the show will not be just your ordinary Let's Sell It show. Okay, again, no guns, no weapons, no weapons of any kind, Dave.
No weapons.
No, no animals.
Weapons.
No animals.
No animals.
No ammo.
No ammo.
And no ammo.
And
yes.
No food.
Actually, no food. Yeah, there's a few things, but you know, we'll catch you. If you, we'll catch you before you go on the air. Hopefully, if not, then something might slip by. But we'd like to just invite Reading and all outlying areas to give us a call. If you have something to sell, it's free to you. So give us a call at 605-4567 at 7 to 8 Saturday mornings. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot, you two.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that show begins this Saturday. day after tomorrow, and if nothing else, it'll just be interesting listening to them talk to each other. Hey. Okay, now get out of the studio here. All right.
Coming up after Fox News, boy, we have a great show. Coming up after Fox News, we have a very special guest.
Dr. Leah Tate will be here and be talking to post-traumatic stress. We've got a number of other little things that we're working on, too. Tomorrow, of course, we have the county administrative officer, Larry Lee, will be here tomorrow to ask. We can ask questions about where the county's going. I mean, during this time, if the city of Reading's getting hammered, the county of Shasta's getting hammered. You know, so with the money problems. So what can we expect here in this year? You know, nobody's got a silver ball or anything, but at least maybe we can get some ideas. You know, tax raises, no tax raises. You know, who's going to get hit first?
And if you're just checking in, it's 7:58. We're going to talk about the weather here. There is a fifth string of windy, wet winter storms. It should hit the North State today, bringing the possibility of high winds, heavy rain, and snow. By the way, all of the electricity was out in Mount Shasta.
That's what it looked like.
And they said that they might not have it on until 3 o'clock. That was what I heard early this morning before we came on the air. We'll check out that for you and let you know for you who, many of you who maybe commute or go to Mount Shasta on a regular basis. The latest storm also brings the chance of thunder and lightning. This is a warning from the National Weather Service. Showers are expected to pour throughout the day in Reading, and the temperature is expected to top out at 45. Right now, it looks like it's clear out, though. I mean, as far as, you know, being cloudy and foggy. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we got a really kind of a – I love it. Do you love the activity of people coming in and out?
Well, the part where the engineers are still crawling underneath there because – for some reason, one of the phone lines go out. And again, you know, when you've got a new station, you know, the old "don't cut the red wire." Somebody touched the red wire because we had shows that were transferred that we played, you know, like 2 weeks ago somehow at midnight. So that's always interesting. Okay,
Fox News.
I guess we're going to go to break here.
Yeah.
Carl Linda Bott. This is KCNR Shasta Reading. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, January 21st. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our websites, KCNR1460.com. You can write to us at Carl or Linda at KCNR1460.com. However, if you can't get through that way, you can Carl at FreeFireRadio.com, too.
And we're always taking your calls, 605-4567. We have a very special guest in the studio. And you know that since the onset of Free Fire Saturday, which then went to Free Fire Radio, our mission has always been to highlight activities and what's going on in the veteran affairs and for veterans in our beautiful North State. And I will say that, you know, for myself, Mary and Carl, just a few years ago, I wasn't really that aware of what was happening with our veterans. I've always been very patriotic, but marrying a lieutenant colonel who retired from the Marines, when we met, he was actually on leave while he was serving in Iraq. And so then he came, moved after he got out, he moved to Reading, and I said, you know, this is a great place for you to kind of come out of being in the service. And so with us this morning, it's just so appropriate. We have a Dr. Leah Tate. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Or Dr. Tate. Leah Tate is head of Returning Veterans Mental Health Outreach, Education, and Care Program for the Reading VA Outpatient Clinic. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we need to have your microphone turned up just a bit. Where are you now?
You got me?
Okay, we got you. Okay, welcome.
Okay, welcome aboard here.
Thank you.
It's not that we don't care what you say. It's just sometimes we have to readjust microphones as we have so many people rolling in here. And after Dave and Ernie were here, we were trying to not only not only readjust microphones, but we're spraying them also. So.
Okay. I'm so glad I have a clean microphone. Thank you so much.
There you go.
So you grew up in Reading. We were talking before you, before we actually got you on the air. You grew up in Reading.
Yes.
And then you went and you went to, you got your, tell us a little bit about your past. Because you have such a broad educational history.
That's true. I'm actually a graduate of Shasta High School in 1993. That is horrific. Went to University of California, Berkeley. Got my bachelor's in psychology there. Went to Fresno. Master's and my doctor of psychology. And then from there, I actually went to the Bay Area, worked for Kaiser for quite some time, and recently relocated back to Reading, and I've been working with the VA since 2008.
Well, you know,
we're so happy to have you.
No, yeah. I'm happy to be back.
It's probably good to be able to come home and have a job that's a meaningful, you know, job that you're helping people.
And really that was the focus, because when I came back, I was actually came back to the VA in Chico, and I was seeing patients all day, every day. And this outreach position came across my desk one day, and it truly was an opportunity to be in the community working with veterans, and it sounded like a great opportunity.
Now, let's talk about your program here. And it says that you're providing outreach to combat veterans who are not receiving health care at the VA.
Yes, the VA is very, very committed to finding our new veterans that are returning home that kind of disappear. They kind of fall off the paper trail, and they're not receiving any VA benefits. And we'd really like to see them come in, receive their benefits, whether it's in primary care or mental health.
And, you know, one of the things that I have found in talking to the people at the VA and talking to other, especially in the younger veterans, they come back, and that's enough. I've had enough. And if we can get them into the system, at least identify them for down the line, it's going to be really helpful. But in many cases, they don't. They've done their time in the service. They're ready to move on with their own lives. It's time for them to go on. And with that in mind, they have a tendency to not want to be part of any system.
You're absolutely right. After they are done with their tour, they're done, and the VA is the last thing they typically would like to do. We do presentations at the end of the tours. The VA is definitely there. We're willing to sign up people, but it really is the last thing they want to do. Their families are out there. Their kids are out there. They'd rather spend that time with their families that they haven't seen in 18 months or, 12 months.
Yeah. Well, we've got to take a break here. And okay. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the methods you have, some of what you're seeing, and what we can do to help you reach our veterans. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. On pickup. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor. Anything you want for tobacco accessories is in Tobacco and Brew. Then you go over to Espresso Joe's, and you get that special cup of coffee made by the girls. If they don't know how to make it, they'll learn. And then after you have your coffee, you walk next door to that Wi-Fi area, you sit down with your computer, and just kind of casually watch the rain as it pours down all over us. Tobacco and Brew, more than just the tobacco.
A great meeting place for the Patriot Guard riders as well.
Well, yeah, there's you're always going to find some of those guys down there. Anyway, okay, our guest, Dr. Tate.
Dr. Leah Tate.
Who is a homegrown psychologist who is working with veterans that have had some problems coming back out of combat, and they're back home, but they may be having anxiety, depression, some other things. Doctor, tell us some of the things that families might be able to want to look for the returning veterans.
Good question. Families are who we're really geared toward as well. We'd love to get calls from family members who are concerned about veterans who've just returned. Things that we, that raise our red flags as clinicians and probably family members as well. Increased drug, alcohol use, withdrawing from family, maybe they haven't seen someone for 18 months, but just really can't get too close. I would say anxiety. There is a lot of PTSD, which falls under the anxiety umbrella. Along with that would be panic attacks, concerns about going into public, crowded areas, talk about death or dying. Suicidal statements, of course, should be alarming for everybody. But those are
kind of bursts of anger.
Absolutely. Irritability, rage, fighting. We do see a lot of that with our returning veterans. So that, of course, is red flags for us, and we encourage family members to call us and encourage their veterans to seek treatment.
And that's it, is that if it doesn't mean the veteran is going to be calling to the you. It can be anybody in the family can call you.
Absolutely. The VA is very committed to getting the veteran in the door. And if that means a mother, a sister, an aunt calls us and says, can you please reach out to this person? Here's their phone number. We'd be happy to do that. At the Reading VA Clinic, we are starting something, a monthly event called Operation Appreciation. It's for veterans or family members of veterans not enrolled in the VA can come in, get information from us, get the information they need to enroll, ask questions, get information about depression, anxiety, or PTSD. So this is something we're going to be doing once a month. It is going to be on the third Wednesday at the VA clinic from 10 to 11 o'clock.
Well, I find it fascinating how the mind works, because you could have two brothers raised from the same household that have been in, seen combat, perhaps been in the same situation, and one handles a situation entirely different than the other. And so that's just, is that the DNA of the person or their coping skills? I mean, why would one see the same thing but have a different way of being able to process it?
And we do see that sometimes if you're serving in the same unit, maybe raised in the same area, you would think that the reaction would be the same, but absolutely not true. Some people are very, very resilient, and some people just need the extra help after they come back to kind of reintegrate into society in a comfortable way.
Well, I can understand that. You know, a lot of it's just like you said, is their mental outlook on things. You know, sometimes I know in the Marine Corps that when we start coming back, well, first of all, we've got health professionals out there, mental professionals out there, you know, the stress docs. And if we've noticed something, I had one of my men, an RPG went up his Humvee's rear, and they had some injuries. And his attitude changed tremendously, I guess it would. And with that, his stress level changed, and we ended up pulling him off the daily rotation there, and sending him down to see the stress doc, and just having that and giving them several ways of handling the stress, you know, without pills, has, you know, helped tremendously. Even though I still am in contact with him, it's been 3 years now. But a lot of times what happens is you think, oh, you know, I can handle this. You know, this is not something I can't handle. And if I have to go to somebody else, it's, you know, I don't need to do that. So do you see that a lot?
Absolutely. I think that everyone trained in the military is taught to cope, taught to work as a team, taught not to be the weakest link. And when you kind of raise your hand and say, I need some extra help, there is a stigma attached with that. And so we're trying to encourage people to come in because, you know, as a society, it is hard to admit you have a mental health issue.
Now, this is just for, I mean, this is giving me the impression it's for returning veterans from the Iraqi and Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
Is that, you're focusing on that, but
yes,
and not on former wars?
No, this program is specifically geared for Afghanistan veterans and Iraqi veterans.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break here, but I'd like to get back when we return. Is looking at is there any differences between our Iraqi veterans, Afghan veterans, and say ones from Vietnam? I mean, do you all get together and talk about this, or your case studies that you've seen? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Master,
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Dr. Leah Tate. She's talking about our returning veterans from Iran and Afghanistan. She's got an outreach program via the VA. And one of the things I want to find out, and I asked her right before the break, was the differences, if any, between our returning veterans that are having emotional distress and the ones that came back from Vietnam and previous wars. Are you seeing any differences or between this?
Okay, I'm trying to talk loud. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. There actually are differences when you're working with patients, in my experience. So I was working, as I said before, the VA in Chico, and I saw patients from all eras. For me, the bulk of my caseload was Vietnam era, very few World War II, and very few Iraq and Afghanistan vets. It seems that the Vietnam vets are very comfortable speaking what they would like to see happen, what they're not getting from primary care, what they're not receiving from mental health, which is good because they're a vocal group. With our new veterans, it seems that they are not comfortable at all letting us know what symptoms they're experiencing, what they need from us. A lot of times, wife, girlfriend, husband will come in and alone and say, I couldn't get that person to come in, but let me tell you what's going on, and maybe we can get them to the next appointment. So there really is more of a stigma, in my opinion, attached to this group of veterans regarding mental health.
Is this something that starts while they're on active duty?
It might, because a lot of veterans come in and say that they did not go in to receive care while on active duty because they didn't want people to know. They thought that they might maybe get kicked out of the military. It would go on their record. It would affect their discharge paperwork. They may not receive an honorable discharge. All those things are weighing heavily on them.
Yeah, I think, though, that those are such – I mean, those are things that are not true. You've got a general, you know, a general in the Army came out publicly and said he was seeking help for post-traumatic stress. One of the things that we did when we returned, you know, it takes us 5 days to get back once we start rotating back, you know, out of combat. And we spend the first 2 or 3 days in this case, it was Kuwait. And we had our first series of classes on, you know, for our people about, hey, coming back home. You know, mom has now, you know, or your spouse, and I shouldn't say mom, but because it is, you know, men and women, has been taking care of the house now for the last 12 months. They've been taking care of the kids, they've been paying the bills. You probably don't want to go back the first day and take over everything because it's just not going to work. And then, but the other big thing is kind of decompressing everybody, and then back to the States. You then, everybody gets in our case in the Marine Corps, or our unit then, it was a 96. And you come back for a solid week of decompression classes, including every E6 and above is seen individually by a counselor. And then the E5 and below are seen by senior staff NCOs and counseling professionals to tell everybody, you know, to try and identify problems they may have. But also is offered 5 free visits. Anonymous visits to psychologists out in town if they're having problems. So nobody knows about it. So that, you know, that stigma that you're talking about won't be attached to them. Now, on the sixth time, they have to come back into our fold because now it's time to start working more. And I know that there's a number of post-traumatic stress programs going on in the military. So I hope that anybody that's listening to this, and if your son or daughter or mother or father are having this, there's no stigma attached to this at all. It's not going to impact on your life. It's not in the sense that it can be positive. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get on my soapbox, but this is just what I've seen, and I just hate to think is that people. I mean, I've got over 30 years, and I've had a few wars here, and that you know, everybody needs some help sometime.
Absolutely, and we encourage people to call. And even if you don't know if it's appropriate or not, it's easier to call, ask the questions, and we can kind of lead you down the right path. So.
Write this number down. If you want to get a hold of Dr. Tate, 226-7546. That's 226-7546. If you're computer savvy and you'd like to email Leah, it's lea.tate@va.gov. That's lea.tate@va.gov.
Thank you.
Well, of course, everything, of course, is confidential. And my fellow veterans, you rate these benefits. You have earned these benefits. These are not things that to be ashamed of. You need to come in there. If you need to come in, these are things that you have earned in the defense of our country. And if that's the case, then please use these. I mean, that's what it's there for. And that's why we're expanding the clinic down there. This is why so many things are happening. And I have to applaud the Obama administration. They have put more money in the VA in this last year than I think has been in 30 years.
You're absolutely right. We have funding, especially for this new situation we have. We have mental health opportunities and jobs that are going unfilled right now. They want us to be out. They want us to be doing seminars and classes. So if there are subjects that, and you have a veteran population, you want me to come out and speak about PTSD, depression, anxiety, how to connect with the VA. The VA is happy to have me go out. It doesn't have to be even during business hours. It could be evening hours. I really don't have any obstacles thrown in front of me preventing me from getting out into the community.
So when you say that you're in the outreach program, when I just gave your phone number, where is your office?
My office is actually in the Reading VA Clinic. Okay. We are out and about. We cover 5 counties, so Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou, Butte, and Tehama. So we're on the road quite a bit, putting out flyers, information, encouraging our service officers, you know, let people know we're doing Operation Appreciation. Please have people call us. If there are veterans you're trying to reach and can't reach them, let me give them a call. I'll try too. So anything that would be helpful throughout the 5 counties. So it is a large space.
It is a large space. And you've got to have a lot of enthusiasm for this job. We've got to take a quick break here for the news. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can go to our website at KCNR1460.com. And we're streaming. Bob, tell them how to get to the streaming.
Our audio-video stream is currently up at livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. That's all run together. When you log in, you'll see a brief commercial, and then the video feed of our console and an excellent audio feed will come up. There's been some network glitches, probably weather-related, but it looks like it's running at the moment.
Speaking of weather...
Oh, okay. We just got a phone call from one of our listeners, Jim. Oasis and I-5 northbound traffic is very heavy. Stop and go. From Lake Shasta to Redding, lots of big rigs. They're started, you know, they've opened up the highway now, so you can figure it's going to be tough if you're heading that way. And I haven't heard anything about Mount Shasta getting their electricity back on. I know a lot of people said it's snowing, and they get up there, they can't get to the ski lifts, or they don't work. So
they can always snowshoe in.
Okay, our guest today is from the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in Redding, Dr. Leah Tate. And she's working with our younger veterans, the ones coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you think anybody had any idea that this many people would be seeking medical care?
I think the VA was prepared. I think what you said earlier was correct, that the president actually put a lot of funding into this.
This year.
But 2001 was a long time ago. And so I think we really are focusing on it a bit more than we were maybe 2001, 2002.
And as we go along with our daily chores and coffee with friends and things that we need to get done, we forget the fact that how many people do we have deployed right now from the United States? We're in Afghanistan. We forget that we are at war, and how many?
There's probably around 250,000 deployed right now in that theater. And this is, you know, if they call Korea the forgotten war. And to me, this is a forgotten war. You know, we're having our little hot toddies and everything, and everybody's going along. And unless you have somebody in combat, you know somebody in combat, had no change on your life. And, you know, even, and so it was going to be, you know, end the war. Well, we haven't ended the wars. Nothing's changed except we put more people into combat. And I hope that any time we do that, we've got a strategy that's going to get them out of combat. And this is just not a just not an open-ended contract for people.
Well, and thank God there's wonderful people who dedicate their lives to this kind of work, such as Leah has done and come back to Reading. Been here since October with this outreach program for those people who need help. Again, the phone number is 226-7546. If you are on the couch, figuratively or literally, think of making the call today, 226-7546. If you think you need help, you just can't, it's that gray area where you're just not quite sure. There are people there for you to help you do the transition so that you can feel better.
Or if you have a question for Aaliyah, 605-4567. We had one come in across the streaming. Do you have any idea why so very few World War II vets have been seen? Is it an age thing at this point, or is it a have they come to grips?
I think World War II was a very it was a war where I think the group had America's backing. I think that they were a very tight, cohesive unit wherever they were deployed. And I think there's a pride factor there, a strong one. And I don't know if we've – every time I meet with the World War II vet, it's – I'm the last – I'm it. They've done everything else. I'm the last straw. So I feel like there is a very, very strong pride associated
you know,
with World War II.
I agree with you. I think if you believe in what you did is right and that you have the strength of your people around you, that helps a lot of the problems that you face later on. I strongly believe that. I believe that, and you feel like the country's behind you and that what you're doing is right. That does away with a lot of the anxiety. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Fine. Oh, okay, just a second here. Passing headphones around here, John. Good morning.
How you doing, John?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Good. First of all, I want to say to your guest, thank you for your efforts on behalf of the vets. You and all of the team at the VA here in Reading just do us very, very well, and thanks for all the help you've given us.
Well, thanks for the compliment.
Now, I want to take a minute, if I can, and just say good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, John.
I couldn't ignore you guys any longer. Congratulations on your new show. my life's undergone a whole lot of changes, as yours has, certainly, but I'm back in the area, and I'll be talking to you routinely with opinions. As usual, most agreeable, but also most disagreeable.
Well, you know what? This show is for everybody. You know, disagree, agree. We want, you know, everybody has a voice in our program.
Well, you know, I got an email this morning from my very good friend and occasional lover, Sharon. She sent me an email today suggesting my TOTSI was down. And I looked that up, the word up, and I thought the only way I could get my TOTSI back up was to call you guys and say hi and get on the air and be a little silly with you. I'm going to conclude this, though, on a real serious note, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I want to say to Terry Viotti, we've not and we won't forget your sacrifice, and we feel for you. Anything we can ever do to help, please let all of us know here, and we will.
Okay.
And that's about it. And I'll be talking to you guys again. That was what I wanted to say.
Okay.
More than anything, I'll reach out to you.
Could you spell the word that Sharon?
Totsy.
Yeah.
COTSY.
COT. Totsy.
T. Totsy. TOTSY.
Oh, Totsy. Okay.
Oh, I like it. So is your Totsy up, John?
Huh? My Totsy's up now. I feel a whole lot better.
Okay. Well, you know, until I looked this one up. Hey, John, thanks a lot for calling.
One last thing, Carl.
Yeah.
I just sent you an email. If you can check it out online, I think it'll put a big smile on your face.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John.
All right. I'll see you guys. Bye.
I got to take a break. This is this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567. I'm echoing here, Bob. And our guest is Dr. Leah Tate. And we're talking Veterans Administration, the clinic. We're talking about those who need help that may not seek help. We're talking about those that you have seen. What have you, you know, the ones that you've, the patients that you've seen from the veterans, how many have been women?
Probably 10 to 15%. That's very low.
Well, yeah, but that's also probably the percentage that you have out there in the combat, too. And,
yes.
And, yes, they are in combat. Yes, they are machine gunners on Humvees. Yes, I've been in convoys when these little girls that are 18 to 20 that you see later on trying to figure out which kind of Baskin-Robbins ice cream they want are out there hammering with a Ma Deuce down the line. So are the same kind of problems women and men have?
No, I think... When women have families and children, their worries are a little bit different. They're worried about the kids. They're worried about how to get the day-to-day housekeeping tasks done, children to soccer, you know, baseball, because some of them, their husbands are still deployed. They came back, you know, kind of the swap situation.
Right.
And it's hard to organize your life. The women that probably do the best are the ones that have the family support, the local family support, parents, grandparents, friends.
An extended family.
Absolutely.
Around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, for many of you who may be listening and think, I know the name Tate, you know, how is that ringing a bell? Would you please share with us your family history?
I will do it in a succinct version. So my father is James Tate, and he's a neurosurgeon here in town. He's been here, I'm going to say, almost 35 years. And most recently, my brother, who's Randy Tate, and he relocated with his family last year, and he's a facial plastic surgeon. So you have three of us in town. And
your beautiful mother.
Oh, of course. And she's always active in social fundraising activities. She's
the matriarch.
Around. Absolutely. The stronghold.
Yes. Yeah, the woman. She does hold good audience. She does.
That's a good way to describe her.
She is. She's great. She's and you can see how wonderful she and wonderful parenting that she's done in you and your brother.
Yes. Yes, and so we're all back home, and she's happy to have everyone back home.
Oh,
and my brother has beautiful grandchildren, or children, her
yeah.
grandchildren, and so, of course, she loves to have them around.
And Randy came in from?
He came in from, what do you mean, schooling?
Yeah, I know, I mean from, where did he relocate from?
Oh, he was finishing up a fellowship program at UC Davis and relocated here a year ago. What is that about?
Yeah, her brother's in the studio with us, and we're going to have – he'll get his shot at it
yeah.
at a later time because
– we're going to talk about Botox.
And all that.
Now, and Botox. And, well, really, reconstructive plastic surgery is really – it's not just for beauty. There's, you know, the cleft, and there's so many things that happen with people in accidents and stuff that need to have facial reconstruction that is really life-changing and life-altering. So we'd love to have you. Would you please join us, and we'll hopefully we'll book you on a date here soon. But closing up the program with Dr. Leah Tate, again, 226-7546 is how you reach Dr. Tate.
Directly. What can we do from our end here to help you?
I would just encourage people, if they know of anyone who's having struggles, having problems getting to the VA, have questions about what type of treatment they will receive at the VA, please come to our Operation Appreciation. You do not have to be enrolled once a month at the VA. Our first one is February 17th, 10 to 11. Family members can walk in. Veterans can walk in, friends of a veteran can walk in, and we're just going to have a lot of information, a lot of resources available, and you can ask the questions that you're afraid to ask, and I will be there.
February 17th from 10 a.m. to 10 to 11 at the vet clinic.
Yes, yes.
And we'll make some announcements on this also. To go back again to, you know, more of a specific thing, having just finding the veterans is the problem.
Yes, that seems to be our obstacle as a team.
Well, it's also the obstacle at the Reading Veterans Clinic. We know how many people they see in a given month, in a given year. right now we're in the middle of this, and one, this is one of the things I want to talk about, my friends, is the census that's going on. And the battle right now, there's, I don't believe that there's a question on the census asked if you are a veteran. And we need to identify our veterans for a variety of reasons. One is that the amount of money that's sent to the clinic, that's made available to the clinic in the North State, not just this clinic but the other surrounding clinics, is based strictly on the number of veterans we have here. There's a lot of veterans in the area that have not signed up. And you don't have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is go down and sign up at the clinic. So, and maybe you don't need those facilities right now. But I promise you that in years to come, you probably will. And these are facilities that you have earned the right to use. This is not something that, you know, you should be ashamed of. This is a right that you earned. When you wrote that check to this country and you hoped that it would never be cashed for your life, doesn't mean that down the line that injury that you served, you know, maybe you weren't in combat, but maybe you were, you know, that truck you were driving rolled over and you injured your back when you were 23 and it's always bothered you, but now you're 63 and it's having a severe impact on you. You can be treated at the VA for this. They can help you with this. This is not something, you know, it's if you've been in the service, you need to go down there and sign up and to see what's going on, and especially in the for the assistance in coming back from combat. Not everybody will need this assistance, or they'll need various levels of this assistance. And, you know, I'm not trying to lecture here, but this is something we care about so deeply at KCNR, is that our veterans are taken care of, and the people that know Linda and I know that, you know, that's what we want. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to say goodbye to the doctor and get those last-minute numbers and emails. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Five-star bank. So.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Our guest has been Dr. Leah Tate, who's head of the outreach program for the Veterans Administration for returning veterans mental health outreach, education, and care program. When we say education, is that talking about it, or is that putting them into a different school, or how does that work?
No, the education piece is more on presenting to groups or to veterans themselves about any topic they'd like to hear about. So as I said before, if there's a seminar you want me to do on depression or on anxiety, PTSD, reintegration, I can do that, and that's part of the education piece.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have you seen, would you say, since you've been back?
Oh, since I've been back?
Well, I mean, since this program has started.
We are out and about all the time. I wouldn't even be able to put a number on it. So I attend meetings in the community. I am in the counties going to our service officers. I'm going to all of our VFWs. I'm just trying to disseminate information as much as possible. So.
And you're available to come to different organizations to talk
Absolutely.
To talk to them about that.
Absolutely.
And you've been out to Shasta College?
Yes.
Which I think is important. They've got they've got an organization out there of the military.
Yes, they do, and I do believe that's where a bulk of our veterans are. So I'm at Chico State, College of the Siskiyous. So just trying to organize maybe an Operation Appreciation at the college campuses is kind of where we're trying to head with that.
I think this is a great idea. You know,
put some miles on your car.
Well, we need to, but we need to reach out because, as we said before, many of our younger veterans they're not going to walk in there. They need to be. They need to have somebody. And it may not even be somebody in their face as it is. They've heard about it. They'll take a brochure. They'll read about it.
Right.
And then they'll come around.
Right. So we have a newsletter that goes out quarterly. We try and get our information out there because I think you're absolutely right. They may not walk in, but maybe they heard about it. Maybe they'll make a phone call. Maybe a family member will make the phone call.
And that's important, too, is the family gets involved. Now, is there also treatment for the family?
The Chico Vet Center is able to provide family support, spousal support, things like that. And they also provide PTSD groups. So.
Now, one of the things that we're trying to get in Reading is a veteran center. and we're pushing real hard on that. And that's going to be something we'll be talking about in a later show, and how this can help our veterans in the area where the post-traumatic stress is treated there. But it's also an outreach program for our veterans and their families, which is a very important thing, because many times as an Alcoholics Anonymous, they have with Al-Anon that the families are also provided support and care,
right,
to help and to help understand what's going on there.
Yeah, having a vet center here would be excellent, and it would stop the drive to Chico for a lot of people. So
and that's true. And I think if Chico has one, that there should be a way for us to be able to get one up here because of the large number of veterans. Well, Dr. Tate, thank you so much.
Well, it was a pleasure. I had a great time.
And welcome. We'd love to have you on again and have you call in. Do a call in and remind us about the February 17th event. What's it called again?
Operation Appreciation.
We like that. That sounds good. It's got a good ring to it. You can just walk in. Anyone can walk in from 10 to 11 at the VA clinic off of Bocelli.
Hartnell,
excuse me. Off of Hartnell, thank you. Across from Five Star Bank.
One more time. Okay, we're going to put your information in our as a link in our website, Free Fire Radio. And also we'd like to do is probably do a PSA, public service announcement, you know, so we can run that occasionally so that people will still be able to get your phone number and where to come to also. So
okay, that'd be great.
Again, thank you very much, Dr. Tate. And, you know, you're back home, and now the rest of the family's come back home. So
absolutely.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, tomorrow we've got the Shasta County Administrative Officer, Larry Lee's going to be here. Next week we're lining up again in some things with, you know, some politicians, but also people that are doing things with families, you know, the battered families that and justice courts, and we're going to be talking about that. We have, you know, guests next week also range from martial arts masters to the San Francisco Gay Man's Chorus representative will be here talking
tomorrow
about
morning.
Not tomorrow. He'll be here Monday morning, talking about the upcoming event.
Yeah, well, not just the San Francisco Gay Man's Chorus, but many things that are happening to Shasta City, the arts, which is, you know, right across the street from us on the old City Hall.
Right. Another reminder about going up I-5 when you've got the Oasis and I-5 northbound. Again, remember, the traffic's going to be very heavy. It's stop and go from Lake Shasta to Redding. Lots and lots of big rigs trying to catch up. And there's another thing happening, Bob, about isn't there a training class happening? We want to finish up here. For the Coast Guard.
This weekend, America's Boating Course will be, it takes place on Saturday. And that was...
He's coffee, but that's all right.
Over. We got about 1 minute there. Yes, the Winter Live Early Radio. Bird Safe Boating Class offered by the Coast Guard. It's going to be taking place at the Veterans Memorial Hall. That's Saturday, starting at 7:45 a.m. For $50, you get the textbook, handout, special gifts, and buffet lunch. And if additional family members want to come along, $10 each. Hundreds of people nationwide die every year in boating accidents. America's Boating Safety Course. It's an excellent, and it's offered by the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
All right. Good, bad, Bob, even when you knocked your coffee over. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.